Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 496 for Thursday, July 28th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $1 to $3 per ton weaker on Thursday, with the November contract at $452 a ton. The canola market saw significant volatility throughout the day, following choppiness in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and the Canadian dollar. U.S. soybeans were propped up by commercial buying on Thursday, but felt the effects of weaker export sales. The loonie moved to both sides of unchanged against its U.S. counterpart throughout the day on Thursday, which contributed to the back-and-forth trading in canola. Investor short covering has added to the volatility. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were down 6 to 11 cents, with the August contract down 7 at 10.03 a bushel. Soybeans lost ground with weaker export sales data reflected by the United States Department of Agriculture. Soybeans saw a net sales reduction in the week ending July 21st, which is bearish. However, light commercial buying amid a weaker U.S. dollar underpinned the market. Renewed forecasts for warm, dry weather in the U.S. Midwest during August, a critical phase for the crop, underpinned the market and limited losses. Corn was down 2 to 4 cents with the September contract at $3.31 a bushel. Corn was lower, pressured by spillover weakness from the soybean market. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for prices. Corn sales in the week ending July 21st were up 27% from the previous week, but down 5% from the previous four-week average. Traders expect upcoming USDA reports to reflect bigger production, which is bearish. Wheat was down 1 to 4 cents with the Chicago September contract down 4 at $4.10 a bushel. Harvest pressure was one source of the declines, as was month-end profit-taking. Reports of weaker spring wheat yields this year compared with last year limited declines. Strong export sales further underpinned the market and capped declines. Sales reported by the USDA were up 6% from the previous week, but down 11% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.